We are going to talk about retail selling skills. I'm sure you are all aware of what is retail. Retail comes from the French word which means to cut up. Essentially, retail means selling individual pieces to the end consumer, which are for their personal use and not meant for resale. In chapter 1 of retail selling skills, we will talk of the concept of selling. What is selling? What are the various types of selling? What is the importance of selling? And what is the role of a retail salesperson? So let us begin by looking at the learning objectives of chapter 1. We aim to understand the concept of selling and its application in business. Learn the recent history of selling and how it has evolved. Gain an understanding of retail selling and sales management in both brick and mortar stores as well as virtual settings. Grasp the role sales plays in successful retail business. Comprehend the concept of ethics in sales and why it is important to maintain integrity in retail selling. Everyone lives by selling something. How true? Yes, we are always selling something or the other. Even if we are not a salesperson, we are always selling something. We are selling ideas, thoughts, concepts, dreams, even ourselves. Selling, as we know, is the world's second largest occupation. Since times immemorial, man has bought and sold, negotiated, persuaded, and bartered not only products and services, but also ideas, thoughts, feelings, and dreams. So, what does the verb sell mean? If we have to define the term sell, it means to give up, deliver, or exchange for money or its equivalent. So this exchange can be for money or for something else that denotes value to the seller as well as the buyer. Selling can be defined as an exchange of goods or services designed to deliver a mutual benefit for both buyer and seller, resulting in a continual and positive long-term relationship. So this relationship has to be continual, which means it goes on and it has to be long-term. Selling is also presenting information about a product or service to a customer with the main goal of motivating the customer to buy the product. So it is not only about selling or a transaction, it is also about motivating the customer to go ahead and buy, to go ahead and complete the transaction. Selling is a subjective process. It is both a science and an art. Art, because it involves persuasion, negotiations, observations, communication, presentation of the benefits of the product to the customer, and the ability to close a deal. If the salesperson is not able to close a deal, then this entire effort goes waste. So the closure of the deal is extremely critical to retail sales. A retailer needs salespersons to sell his products. That is the main aim of retail, to sell. Success of the retailer, therefore, depends on the skills of the salespeople. Retail success is dependent on selling skills of his retail team. Let us now understand some terms that are used commonly in retail selling. First, we will talk about transactional selling. As the term suggests, it is about transactions, about actual selling. The focus of transactional selling is on the sale at hand and not about nurturing a long-term relationship. So essentially, the salesperson over here is concerned with making the immediate sale. It deals with the immediate need at hand, the need of the consumer to buy something, the need of the retail salesperson to sell something. It usually applies for basic products. Think of a situation where you go to a store to buy, let's say, a Bisleri. It's a need, the need because you are thirsty, and you just go pay the money for it and buy the product. That is transaction selling. The difference in here between various sellers or retailers of that product is negligible. Since the product is the same, even if it is available with different retailers, therefore the sales team actually has to only sell the product. They do not have to market the product. They do not have to create a need for that product. They don't have to inform the customer that such a product of X brand exists and will you want to try it or buy it. That is transactional selling. Now let us understand what is meant by the term relationship selling. Again, as the name suggests, it is about nurturing a relationship. Here, the salesperson takes time to know and understand the buyer's wants and needs and provides appropriate solutions. So the salesperson first wants to understand what is the customer, what are his likes and dislikes, what are his wants, what are his needs, and then he decides how to satisfy the customer's wants and needs, thereby creating a long-term relationship or an ongoing relationship between the buyer and the seller. Relationship selling leads to repeat sales, referrals through the customers who have already bought from you, and loyalty. A loyal customer base is something that every retailer aims to have. Now let us understand the difference between the concept of selling and marketing. It is necessary to understand the differences between marketing function and the selling function for a successful marketing effort or for a successful sales career. Let us look at this little chart over here. Selling versus marketing concept. So this is your selling concept, and this in yellow is the marketing concept. We are going to talk about four different parameters. First is the starting point. So where does the selling concept start? It starts at the factory or the manufacturing. So something is produced and then it has to be sold. That is the selling concept. While the marketing concept starts in the market, which means with the consumer. So the focus of the marketing concept is the consumer. Focus is the consumer's needs, while in selling, the focus is the existing products and services, products which are already made and they need to be sold. The means that are used for these two functions. For selling, it is selling and promotion, while for marketing, it is an integrated marketing effort, which means integration of various aspects of marketing as well as a focus on the consumer. The ends. In selling, the end is profits through sales volume, while for the marketing function, it is profits through customer satisfaction. So essentially, selling is the push-through concept of marketing, which says a product has been made, now we need to sell it to the consumer. Marketing concept is the pull-through concept, which means we first understand what is it that the customer wants and then manufacture what the customer wants, what the market wants. So the starting point is the market. Let us look at the details. Marketing concept here, the emphasis is on consumer needs and wants. The company first determines the customer's needs and wants and then decides on how to deliver a product to satisfy these wants and needs. Management is profit oriented. The focus is the customer. planning is long term. The marketing concept views business as a consumer satisfying process. The emphasis is also on innovation, because innovation will be used to produce products that the consumer wants, that are changing, because the consumer itself is changing. Therefore, to cater to this dynamic consumer base, the marketing team has to innovate continuously. Here the emphasis is also on providing better costs value to the customer by adopting a superior technology in production or giving the service. All departments of the business are integrated, the sole purpose being consumer satisfaction. In the marketing concept, the consumer determines the price and the price determines the cost. While in the selling concept, it is the other way around. Marketing views the customer, who is the last link in the business, as the very purpose of the business. So the crux of the marketing concept is that the focus is on the customer, their wants and needs, and all product development, innovation, and the marketing strategies revolve around the customer satisfaction. Now let us understand some detailed aspects of the selling concept. Here the emphasis is on the product and is producer driven, which means the focus is on the product and what is being produced and whether the producer or manufacturer or seller is getting enough profits or not. The company manufactures the product first, which is why we said that it is a push-through concept. The management is sales volume oriented. The management wants to achieve high sales volume. Whether or not the customer is loyal or not is not the focus. Planning is short term. Like we said, if the customer is not the focus, then obviously they are short-sighted and they are not thinking long term. It stresses the needs of the seller. What is it that the seller needs? Obviously, a sales volume and huge profits. The selling concepts views businesses as a goods producing process or a product producing process. The emphasis is on staying with existing technology. If you remember, in the marketing concept, we said the emphasis is on usage of superior technology, but here, in the selling concept, emphasis is on staying with the existing technology and thereby reducing costs so that their profits are bigger. The different departments work as highly separate departments and as watertight compartments, which means the interaction between these departments is very less. If you remember a few slides back, we said in marketing, it is an integrated work. All departments are working together in a seamless manner. Here, the cost determines the price of the product. Selling concept views the customer as the last link in the business. Unfortunately, the customer is not the focus of the business. The selling concept essentially mirrors the fact or the thought that consumers will not purchase enough of the company's products unless large-scale promotional and selling efforts are carried out by the company. Okay? Therefore, the selling concept is used for goods which customers usually do not buy themselves, or for goods that we term as unsought goods. For example, insurance, which means such products where the buying happens only when there is a need for that product. Okay, so let us recap the selling function versus the marketing function. This is the selling function and these are the features of the marketing concept. The emphasis in selling is on what the producer wants and needs, while in marketing the emphasis is on the consumer. In selling, the company manufactures the product first, which is why it's called a push-through method. In marketing, the company first plans, thinks what is it that the customer wants and then manufactures it. A short-term strategy is used in the selling function, while the marketing function uses a long-term strategy. Here, the management is sales volume oriented, while in marketing, the management is profit oriented. Cost determines the price in the selling function, while in marketing, the consumer determines the price. What is it that the customer is willing to pay for this product? Now, let us go on to the next section, which talks about personal selling. This is the most common way of selling a product. As the term suggests, a person is involved or a personal relationship is involved in selling a product between the buyer and the seller. To define, personal selling is a process of informing customers and persuading them to purchase products through personal communication in an exchange situation. So it's an exchange. It is usually exchange of money, but in some cases it could be exchange of anything that is of value. Personal selling gives marketers the greatest freedom to adjust their message, their selling or promotional message, to satisfy the customer's information needs. Personal selling is therefore the most flexible, most pinpointed and focused and complete method of promotion. Let us now understand some of the features of personal selling. The salesperson must maintain lasting relations between the firm or the retailer and its customers. The salesperson creates wants or desires in the customer, the desire that the customer would then want to satisfy. He should possess the ability to convert needs into wants. The salesperson must talk about the customer and the customer's point of view. What is it that the customer wants? They should have the ability to influence the customer's mind. They should have negotiation skills or persuasion skills. They should be able to subtly nudge the customer into buying a product or a service. The salesperson must satisfy the consumers by selling products and provide information and knowledge about the product as well as how to use the product. Let us look at some characteristics of personal selling. The mode of communication in personal selling is direct and face-to-face. The control of communication is high because it is face-to-face. It is a direct contact between the buyer and the salesperson. The amount of feedback is huge because you're talking directly to the customer. And obviously that gives the sales team a lot of feedback and first-hand information about the likes, wants, needs of your customer. The feedback speed is immediate because it is a direct face-to-face communication. It is a two-way flow of message or communication, and the message content can be easily controlled. The sponsor identification is there, and it helps in reaching, doesn't really help in reaching a large audience because it is direct face-to-face contact, which means there is a limitation in the number of people that can be influenced or impacted by a personal selling process. The flexibility of the communication or message is high because it can easily be tailored to suit the prospect or the probable customer. What are the objectives of personal selling? We can divide these objectives into two, one being qualitative, the other being quantitative. Let us first look at qualitative objectives of personal selling. To do the entire selling process, obviously, to serve the existing account and obtain new customers via referrals or word of mouth promotions. To keep customers informed of changes in the product line and other aspects of marketing strategy. So if there has been a change in the product or a price, or there is a discount scheme, or there is a promotional offer, all these need to be communicated to the consumer base.
To provide technical advice and assistance to the customers, that is another objective of personal selling. To collect and report market information of interest and use to company management, like we just discussed. The sales team is in direct contact with the end customer. The feedback from the customers, whether it is formal or informal, whether it is some casual comments that the customers are making to the sales team or within each other, all this is noted, observed, and by the sales team and reported to their company management, so that they can use this feedback to make changes to their marketing mix, to their retail mix, and to their product assortments. Let us now understand quantitative objectives of personal selling. As the term suggests, these are quantitative, which means they are all about numbers. The first and most obvious objective is to obtain sales volume in ways that contribute to profit. To keep personal selling expenses within certain limits. Obviously, any function does incur costs. There will be costs associated with personal selling function also. They have to be kept within a certain budget. To secure and retain a certain share of the market. So a market share percentage, or sometimes it could be the objective of increasing your market share. These are quantitative objectives of personal selling. To secure a given percentage of certain accounts business. So if you are working towards obtaining a certain percentage of a business with a certain account or a customer, then that could be another quantitative objective of personal selling. To recap, let us look at advantages and disadvantages of personal selling. The first advantage, it is very interactive, which helps in persuading the customer. The message, therefore, can be easily customized or tailored to suit that particular customer, to suit the situation or the product that has to be sold. High customer attention, since it is a direct face-to-face discussion, the customer's attention is focused on the product and the salesperson. Disadvantages of personal selling. It can reach only a limited number of customers. At one time, a salesperson can tackle one to max two customers, not more than that. It is therefore very labor intensive and the costs are high. Now let us understand the process of selling. We have already discussed what is selling. Now we want to understand what are the various steps that take place during the selling function. First, the first step is called prospecting, where we locate and prioritize a list of potential buyers. The term prospecting comes from the term prospect, which actually means a probable or a potential buyer. The next step is pre-approach. Here we will research the prospects or buyers and decide how to approach them. The next step is approaching the customer or prospect. Here we will communicate with the prospects and make a strong first impression so that he decides to buy our product. The next is a presentation or a demonstration of the product. Discuss your product solutions with the customer or prospect and show value added benefits so that he is a step closer to making a purchase decision. Overcoming objections. Each customer will raise some objections before he decides to buy a product. Handling these objections is extremely critical for the selling function.
Identify and clear questions or any other barriers to purchase. The next step is the close. Here, we get a favorable decision from the customer and a commitment to buy the product or service. Follow up. Well, just because the transaction is complete, just because the customer has decided to buy your product or already bought a product, does not mean that we forget about the customer. That is actually transaction selling. We are talking of a relationship selling or a personal selling, where the relationship between the buyer and the seller goes beyond the transaction. That is why the step of follow-up is extremely important. Here we tie up loose ends, terms of delivery, terms of selling, payment methods, etc., and stay in touch with the customer to ensure a loyal customer. Now, let us discuss each of these seven steps in more detail. Prospecting. It includes searching for new and potential customers. A prospect, like we just discussed, means a probable buyer. Therefore, prospecting means searching for people to whom sales can be affected. A prospect is a person who has the wants to be satisfied and at the same time has the ability and willingness to buy a product. So it is not only the want or need to buy a product. I would want to buy a Mercedes, but do I have the ability to buy it? No, I don't have enough money. So there are two aspects to the definition of a prospect. He has to have a want or a need of a product or service, and he should have the ability and willingness to buy that product. If he doesn't have enough money, then he is not a prospect. Then he is just somebody who aspires to buy the product. He is actually not a prospect. Prospecting is the first step in identifying and locating of prospects or probable buyers, either from the company's past records or a customer base via referrals or through advertisements. A list of prospects is prepared, and this helps in planning the whole process of selling, planning the selling function or efforts, so as to avoid any waste in terms of time and